A nonprofit agency run by a Delaware state senator gets millions of dollars a year from a state taxpayer grant and several state contracts. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on what some open government advocates say gives off an appearance of impropriety.
Jobs for Delaware graduates hired first-term Senator Nicole Poor in 2014 to head the agency that helps students overcome barriers so they could pursue academic, personal, and career success. Poor did not have many job qualifications the agency known as JDG was seeking. She did not have a master's degree or a background in the education or nonprofit worlds. But JDG did want someone who could work with lawmakers who provide almost all of the agency's funding. So who checked that box better than a lawmaker herself? John Flaherty of the Delaware Coalition for Open Government says lawmakers should be prohibited from taking such jobs. He said the fact that JDG has a solid reputation doesn't change his view.
There's a severe appearance of impropriety. If you're not hired to work there prior to your election, you should be prohibited from taking that position once you're in office, because then you have the advantages of being an insider to the disadvantages of others.
And since 2017, JDG has received $34 million in state funding. There's an annual $1.4 million grant and contracts with four state agencies that were worth another $3.2 million last year. Some of those deals don't require any competition with vendors, according to state records reviewed by WHYY News. And one contract, worth $500,000 last year, is with a workforce development board on which Senator Poor sits. The state budget even once directed education officials to give JDG another $500,000 a year gig. Poor said most of the deals predated her tenure and insisted she doesn't try to influence lawmakers for funding. Poor said she does use her experience in the corporate world to help JDG and the kids it serves to flourish.
A nonprofit in the front end is about saving everyone. On the back end, it's about being a business. What the organization was looking for was a person on the background to be able to run it like a business. Do I think those are conflict of interest? No, I don't.
She also stressed that she does have a master's degree, albeit one she earned 9 years after taking the JDG job. State officials echoed Poor in saying the former Senate Majority Leader doesn't use her clout as a lawmaker to get state money. But Heather Ferguson of the government watchdog group Common Cause says there will always be subtle pressure when a legislator's agency is seeking taxpayer dollars from colleagues. She said that erodes the public's trust that a level playing field exists.
Whether or not there's something untoward going on, the perception by the public would be that that legislator carries an outsized voice and influence over the selection process.
Poor said she's proud to lead JDG and invited WHYY News to attend a recent awards luncheon, where 200 kids and 30 teachers gathered. High school senior Alora Decker embraced Poor there and said the program has been a godsend. She wants to go to college, but first wants to work as a flight attendant.
I wasn't very confident, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and now I'm so inspired. Even if I don't know exactly what I want to do, I have that sense of direction.
That's the point, says Poor.
We want our students to know that you can forge your own pathway. We're just going to help you along with it.
While many lawmakers, especially Poor's fellow Democrats, wouldn't discuss her job with JDG and all that taxpayer cash, Republican Brian Shoup said it's wrong, no matter how well the agency does.
It's a conflict of interest anytime that you are working for an organization where your job is to go after government money and then you're also a lawmaker.
One Democrat who defended Poor publicly was Senator Trey Parody. He chairs the Joint Finance Committee that awards the annual $1.4 million grant and said JDG deserves every penny. Parody opposed a ban, but says he's open to considering some restrictions on lawmakers taking jobs that intersect with their public roles.
Every situation is truly unique, but I think certainly having some guardrails in place would not be a bad thing.
No legislators have ever proposed any guardrails, however, and Flaherty isn't holding his breath that any of them will. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.